do this. It's important to trust your new signaling, your new readiness, your new offering, your new requirement, your new appointment, your new arrival. So there's just a lot of new in there, because this is the time when love is happening, and love is happening all around us as we will invite it in, as we will say so, as we will look no more, as we will allow ourselves to be given, as we will allow ourselves to extenuate beyond past possibility. That last part is extremely relevant, because each of us are on the move. When I receive all of us, we're glowing. Think of, I don't know, something that just, I guess a light bulb, but I was thinking of something more attractive, but glowing. So it's not maybe it's glowing, it's not half of it's glowing, it's glowing some of the time, it's just glowing. Incessantly. So this is where we're coming to conceive what is truly possible in this love's arrival. What they mean by that is in this incarnation, that we've been following an old allegiance or an old attitude or alliance. And so when we try to step up, when we try to look beyond that, it's like, where are you looking? I can't really see it. But this is the time of love's arrival. We're planted broadly. So what they mean by that is, just imagine where you think you've been hanging out, vibrationally speaking, and that there's suddenly cause for movement. So just imagine someone like shot out a yardstick, a measuring tape, whatever, and just kind of set over yonder. So in other words, it's a big leap. It's a gigantic increase. And when I said the word gigantic, I was like, are you sure, guys, gigantic? And they said, yes, because this is really our time to extend ourselves proudly. So to extend ourselves proudly means we're introducing ourselves to the sunshine. We're introducing ourselves to our true velocity, our true sequencing. When I said true velocity, the blue orbs that trailblazed us, that followed us, that synced in with us, that reminded us of our halo, was extraordinary. So they're just requesting our complete awareness that this is our destiny. In other words, we're not here to travel downtrodden. We're not here to just sort of rearrange a 3D reality. We're here to triumph. We're here to be trailblazers. Now, that trailblazing is actually significant, because we're blazing with the light. So just imagine a string of lights, and it's going beyond. So we want to allow ourselves to travel. We want to allow ourselves to glow. And we want to allow ourselves to be lifted, and we want to allow ourselves to be strong on faith. Strong on faith is, I'm no longer who I was yesterday. I'm no longer who I was last minute. I'm no longer who I was half a minute ago. So that's the kind of increase that steadily we roll along. So it's sort of like steadily we roll along. It has a nice rhythm. It has a nice gentle approach. It's just like a gentle wave. And most of us are familiar with that jingle. But the idea is, it doesn't matter if you are or not. You are soon to arrive in the now reality. So in other words, become used to the jingle. Whatever I said, gently, merrily, we roll along. So we're rolling along in triumph, and we're rolling along in speed, and we're rolling along in new association. So the new association is sort of like the tuning fork. It's our triumph. It's our new place card. Imagine you're on a board game, and you're taking your piece and you're moving it, or a chess game, and you're taking your pawn and you're sliding it on over. So this cause for movement is the cause for excitement. So this is a vibrational movement, by the way. We're not trying to figure this out in our mind. well, what does that mean? Can I apply for the job now? Can I, you know, release the old girlfriend? Like, what does that mean? What it means is beyond our historical understanding, meaning that our mind, our lower mind, cannot grasp what it means. We're traveling in the way of the heart. So this is where we're really moving into a new assimilation, a new understanding of purpose. Our purpose in this lifetime is not to complete the 3D storyboard. It's to move vibrationally in an uprising of true enhancement. So that uprising in the true enhancement is of what we can see. And we can see beyond the false boundary. We can see the whole puzzle, the whole sequencing. In other words, we can see 5D, very, very easily. Very, very easily, because we already reside there. Each of us have had incarnations, love's arrival, in many locations besides 3D reality. So that's actually why it seems a little slow or frustrating or stuffy, because we're used to going higher. So this is where we're taking ourselves further. We're taking ourselves into love's broadcast. So they want us to understand this. Love's broadcast is, we're traveling the way of the heart. So the way of the heart, your mind's gonna be like pitter patter, pitter patter, what do I do? And then suddenly you're awake, suddenly you've arrived, suddenly you're way beyond what the mind can imagine. So Padmasambhava is pleasantly guesting us, and he's holding this vast array of how would I say it? It's almost like undecided notion. So imagine you have all this energy where you haven't decided, you haven't chosen yet where you want to vote, where you want to establish yourself. So what that energy basically is doing, which is enlightened presence, is providing us grace. It's providing us mercy. So it's sort of like, with all this unused energy that you haven't said so, let yourselves be willing to humbly arrive, easily arrive, step on forward. So when we're stepping on forward, we're stepping on faith, because love has the advantage that we could not have imagined. So step on forward is, we're going sky high. Christ is risen. Our I Am presence is upon us. So it's quite an advancement steady. So they're saying quite an advancement. So we understand we're going beyond our past mind's assumption. But they add steady, where steadily you roll along. In other words, steady you go. Please proceed. It's a very comfortable, steady tempo or increase. Now, the reason they keep emphasizing the steadiness, the tempo, is that it's an ongoing persuasion. We don't ever want to settle or to stay back or to feel comfortable with what is false security. So false security is, it's the known quantity, but it's also the known upheaval. Because we're the ones that are the placeholders. We are the ones that are creating the new region, the new arrival, the new forecast, the new placement. So that place card or placeholder is we're dreaming on forward. So you can think of it, it's like moving consciousness forward, moving energy forward, moving vibrational sequencing forward. And what I say is, they're basically saying, and we're ready to travel. So we're ready to travel beyond our old assumption of self. So we want to feel that. We want to feel the empowerment of that. We want to feel that I don't need to focus on what was, because it's all about what is soon to be. So what is soon to be is literally under our feet. It's literally in our face. It's vibrationally within love's arrival. So they keep saying love's arrival because it's the love that carries us. It's the love that takes us there. So it's taking us there in this quantum leap of performance with ready advancement, because we have said ready. We have said yes. We have said now. We have said no more of the same, because it's how do I say this? It's like we're the jewel that we've been waiting for. We're the lotus flower we've been waiting to open. We're that master that we've been feeling out of the corner of our eye, just kind of sensing it, but not knowing their name, and coming to see our own face, coming to see our own eyes. Excuse me. So they're asking us to really capture that, almost like a Kodak moment, like click with your wonderful new cell phone apparatus, but really capture that there's a master presence that's gazing at us, that's looking at us, that's winking at us, that's showing us the way of the heart, the way of the light. And it's sort of like, I feel a master presence. Who is that? And we're tumbling on yesterday, so we're going through the roster of what we've known. The more that we travel further, meaning that we take that leap of faith and go beyond, those eyes are going to get most attractive, because we're going to recognize those eyes to be our own holy vision. In other words, our own I Am presence, our own higher self, our own divine essence. So this is what we're finding to be most attractive, and this is what we're finding to be most stated. Most stated is, I choose you. I choose the welcoming committee. I choose the sunshine. I choose the leap of faith. I choose leaving my spot that's been my security. I choose walking on water. So when they said walking on water, I'm like, are you sure? Because that's sort of a leap for us that have still been testing or verifying the body. So remember, the walking on water is literal and symbolic. It's really just remembering that we're beyond form. We're beyond this story. And once you agree with who you are, once you agree with your beyond your consciousness, beyond the form, merrily you will travel. In other words, you're not bound by the laws of lower consciousness. So anything is how would I say, they're saying like do relevant. In other words, remission, healing, six therapists, and I still can't heal that belief. Instantaneous arrival. So that's what they mean by the walk on water, to allow the miracle to happen, to allow yourselves to draw from your higher essence without looking down. Without looking down is, I don't have to follow the old commitment. I don't have to follow the old commitment. So that is what is our higher intelligence. That is what is circulating in love, sunshine. That is what we are being asked to duly and wholly surrender, to surrender to. We're surrendering to our light. We're surrendering to our holy admission. We're surrendering to our true vicinity. True vicinity is, we're here, and now is the time. So receive that new placement. Receive your holy merger. Receive your awakened consciousness, being one with your new claiming of self. Has always been here, has simply been waiting for you to choose. Choosing your light, choosing your highest sequencing, the highest vibrational reality that you can perform at, faithfully, safely, easily. Dropping any historical relevance that you choose now, any perceptions of self that don't resonate with this new understanding, with this new location. allowing a sense of triumph, liberation, harmony, unending bliss. Allowing all of your choice making to be dictated by your I Am Presence, your Divine Self, that is being easily established in your very understanding of self, that you have all the power you need now to choose love, to choose light, remembering your holy essence, remembering all the multidimensional witnesses that are part of your divine contract, part of your divine plan now, all the spiritual gifts that you're now ready to open, delight yourself with, allow them to manifest with ease, trusting the truth of self. Releasing anything that does not harmonize with this new belief and perception and choice. Allow all to be remembered now. Allow yourselves to be the gifts of heaven brought into the earth atmosphere, being the way shower, the light holder, the place card, feeling comfortable in your new vibratory essence. There's no more reason to be small or to back down or to go back, that you hold your own nicely. You have graduated, welcoming in your new vibration at last. Taking a deep breath, allowing yourselves to settle in the might of your light. The might of your light. Having all the vibrational qualities, being an extension of the divine, creating at will, always for the best and highest good of all concerned. Never having to look back. Seal that in. Allow your faith to be known, to be felt, to be asserted, to be strengthened now. Let it be so. Beautiful.